evening. This 666 Eve. Woo! You know that number everyone on the internet's buzzing about it? What's going to happen on 666? It almost feels like we should have some trick-or-treaters coming around tonight. Not just dressed up in simple costumes. Maybe everyone could be cut loose in their astral body and go door-to-door looking for treats or something of that sort. I don't know, but let's kick out some good energy and ride through this 666, and it's going to be greener pastures after that. How about that? So, and the title of the show tonight is called Light Invasion to the Rescue. And this is why I think we are going to have some greener pastures in the near future here, because I see an influx of energy to the people on Earth. You know, we have seen a certain drama played out on our television sets and in certain specific places around the world, and they form one concept, one construct that presents one angle and one way of looking at things. But there are many, many, many more ways of looking at things. And one of the big things that's happening is people are waking up to higher truth. And once they have woken up to that higher truth, they see not that they have to choose to be adhering to some unifying concept. They realize that they were unified from within all along. And this is what the transcendence recognizes. This is what the transcendence seeks to make known far and wide. This unity that comes from self-discovery. You see, that's why all concepts need not apply anymore. Because we're on to a different way of dealing with things. A more fluid, lucid way of dealing with things. And if you'd like to follow along tonight with the show, go over to the Transcendence World Movement website, transcendenceworldmovement.com. And we had a huge influx of visitors in the last few days due to an article of mine being placed in a very good position on the David Icke website. So we'd like to thank him out there tonight. And we know in the transcendence and our creative cosmos and all those related arenas, we certainly are friends with the work of David Icke. So keep it up out there. And if you'd like to join in the show and speak of anything, perhaps the topic that we are talking about, which we are going to go further into, about the light invasion to the rescue, give me a call if you'd like. Toll free, 1-877-876-5227. Again, 877-876-5227. And if you have happened to catch any of my interviews, people having interviewed me, some of which I have up on the creativecosmos.org site, you'll see that I respond well to questions or to discussion. So I truly would like you to come in and prompt me, you know, give me something to work with maybe. And, you know, I definitely can give readings. And my readings, you know, I've been thinking about ways to describe them or a way to sum it up, and they're really awakening readings. I can feel what's going on, I can hear the question, and if you truly want to become awakened, if that is your goal, that you are on a search for truth and understanding, and you are not in a hugely resistant or a combative mode, but you're in an openness and you're simply willing to hear ideas and soak them up and see what happens, see how they affect you, see how they transform you, then we can get really far, really fast. And these awakening readings will awaken in you the ability to see for yourself what's going on in your life and to get out of any kind of limitations or stagnations that you're in. Simply going back and forth, I would probably ask questions and start getting a feel for what's going on as well. So I'll give the number one more time before we dive in further to the topic. Here it is, 877-876-5227. And I know many of us feel the energies that are coming into play right now, and that we are seeing that, although on the one hand there seems to be a clamp down, an attempt to stifle energies, there's also a tremendous lifting of the energies in another place. That's why I say it, your perception often it is where you choose to focus. You know, if you focus on one thing, and just that one thing, you can insist upon a reality and exclude all else. But that doesn't mean it doesn't exist for everybody else. And eventually it gets tiring to limit all else, but your own limiting concepts becomes a burden that is just too much to bear. And that's why I say this is part of the awakening conversations, or what I do with people in my life, is we go through and we talk and we see those unnecessary burdens that people are carrying, or poor habits which breed destruction in their life, or any number of manifestations of darkness that has long since been forgotten. And once you can bring a little light to it and work it out, it can be transformed, and then those energies will be restored and available for new things. And I wrote an article somewhat along the lines of the theme tonight, Light Invasion to the Rescue. And when I say that, I mean that. And I truly feel that we on BBS radio, and many of us hosts and people who are bringing all this information out into the open, just every day relentlessly searching for all the best information and bringing it out there again and again and again, so it doesn't get lost, so it doesn't get obscured, so it doesn't get twisted. We serve the truth. And those of us who do this are like the generals. And we are involved in a spiritual D-Day where we're grounding the spiritual energies and we're standing our ground. And not only are we standing our ground, but we're speaking about it. And not only are we speaking about it, sometimes we even shout about it. And that is good. That is the lion's roar. And then when you're not afraid to express, and express completely and express fully from your toes to your fingertips, to move your body, you know, to totally let things loose. You know, so much of us, so many of us carry around a static charge around our body. It's like a tension in our energy field that we think we need to uphold to somehow protect us from life. But what it really does is make us vulnerable, because it blinds us to what is, and we end up convincing ourselves that it's okay to entertain the illusions yet once more. But we do not have to suffer this indignity and this inner humiliation of our soul. And this is one of the key messages of the transcendence, is that we need to speak that truth and stand by the consequences. You know, we need to find that inner world and then express it, and express it strongly, and not let any outer reactions sway you from the freedom and joy of your heart's song. You need to sing that song. And you can see so many people suffering for that simple reason. And I will bring it up again and again, and I will highlight it a million different ways. I even have a song about it that I'm sure you'll hear sometime. I've already played it on a show or two. It goes, find what it is that you love to do and do it again. One who says otherwise is not a very good friend. Find what it is that you love to do and do it again. Hey, that's a simple affirmation of life. Find what it is that you love to do and do it again. Do it again. And then in this way, you create new habits that nourish your soul. And you become a light in your area of the earth. And everywhere you go, you shine that light. And you have an effect on everybody you come into contact with. And that's what the light invasion is. It's a awakening of the spirit. It's making room for the soul. It's not an invasion in any kind of a scary or negative sense. It's actually quite lovely how the soul makes the link and starts entering into the body. Because you know what? Not everybody out there, I mean, everybody out there has a soul in theory or up there in the astral realms, but if they're totally crowded out with habits and belief limitations of just building a really small world and mental matrix around them and their family, they're not going to be in tune with it. Their soul is not going to be in the body or even have access to get in the body. That's one of the scary things that's happening to some people, is that they're getting, the soul is getting closed out of the body. See, that's why we talk again and again, and I talk in both my shows about getting space. You gotta get inner space. Inner space. You have to be able to see how your mind works from outside and not be all caught up in the mind. And then when your mind is being driven and is going over and over and over something, you have to see what is fueling that cycle, because there's some emotional situation underneath it which is driving it, you see. So we can get space from the mind and not go along for the ride in when the mind wants to lash out. See, this is also one of the principles of non-doing in Buddhism. That one way, when you truly begin on the path and you see that, wow, things are a lot bigger than I thought they were, and you truly start feeling the pain of some of your own past actions that were unconscious and maybe didn't take others into consideration, or maybe, you know, you can see at times when you got angry or times when you did something that if you were truly conscious you wouldn't have done. And this is part of making space for the soul and bringing the soul back into the body. Really, I see this as almost a shamanistic type technique. You know, we got to go back to each piece of ourselves and bring it back in and reclaim it. You see, because that which we don't have with us, it makes us weaker. It makes us doubt ourselves. It makes us feel not worthy, not because we're not behind ourselves and we don't value our own opinion enough. I mean, these days, the information is available in books and on the internet and great movies. And, you know, if you can watch TV with space and discretion, you can get a lot of good stuff off it as well. You just have to be conscious. That's the key. You have to be awake. You can't allow these things to take you over. And this is a very key message. And this is not just in the overt way, but also in the subconscious way. Symbols are all over in the backgrounds, and subtle news stories are planted months ahead of time to lay the backdrop for something that's going to come. So we have to be able to almost look at life and the messages of life as a puzzle, and we can see how they all work, how they all fit together, what they're all about, and yet we remain centered. And one of the keys to keeping this center is to realize that you, deep inside, have a space that is completely and 100% your own. And nobody else will ever know what it's like in that space. You can share it, and you can pour things out of it, and you can run things through it, and you can be with people, and you can live completely and live as amazingly as possible. And there always will be a space inside yourself that will be your own. Just your life. And that is the space we need to come to terms with, to become comfortable with, just resting in that space. And it's simply, you know, people sometimes call such things the I am presence. You know, it truly is reflective, non-judgmental. And from this perspective, which has been documented by many, many people by now, I mean, so many of us now know how to be free of the mind and free of that coloring our way of perceiving. And that's why I say that's the transcendence. The transcendence is occurring. We are no longer bound, no longer confused that there is some of us can see and have learned to adapt these universal truths to our life. And when we do that, it's to our benefit and everybody's benefit. And so I was asked also to speak a little bit about how to link into these energies specifically. How, you know, to hear me say that, and then how to really make it your own and make it happen and feel it for yourself. And it starts again and again with meditation, giving it value and priority in your life. I can assure you that it would make every single other thing in your life take on deeper roots, which will then produce plants which rise ever higher. You will be planting the seeds of your own salvation. It's all how much attention you give it. How much priority you make it. Do you make excuses? I know that when I speak of these things, and sometimes the closer I get to a hot spot in somebody, the faster the excuses start coming, and the faster the justifications start coming, and the faster the ways, the more complex the ways the mind stores everything. But then that becomes part of confusion when put together with many other thoughts that were similarly misconstrued. Because we don't need all that. We just need to see and have awareness in the moment. Every pathway can be experienced in its pure potential. So even as we see lightning in the sky flash and follow these jagged pathways, our thoughts do the same. But prior to that exposition, they were already there. So it's a way of considering your mind. It's a way of approaching your mind as a device, as a tool. Because when you're no longer having to interpret everything and put everything in a context and think everything through, and you're truly awake and sharp enough to deal with it in a moment and simply know those things, you're responding to life in a whole nother way. And then you are still open. You're not building up any backdrop of things unexpressed. And you're not creating any more lost parts of yourself, because moment to moment you're taking responsibility for everything that is occurring. And sure, we handle things in imperfect ways many times, but we keep at our practice. And we should cultivate a general kindness towards ourselves as well, and understand that mistakes are part of it. And that if you are making a good faith effort at transformation and you're truly doing everything you can, you'll be okay. You'll work it out. You know, there's another point that just comes into my mind that is good to bring up. It's that when you embark upon the path, when you truly open up and say, you know, you feel the call, you feel it come into play, and you then make meditation your own, you make self-discovery your own, you embark upon the path of self-discovery because you see the truth of it. You see the gifts of it. You see the wonder of it. There's something there that many people don't notice. But that is a gateway to such open expansiveness. But then once you decide that you embark upon that path, you start kicking in the karmic rules. They start bouncing back on you a little bit quicker and a little more obviously. And you start seeing that the universe itself is sending you messages, is interacting with you. So to follow through on these energies, those of you out there who feel this call, you know, and also I speak to younger people as well, you know, who have not yet been corrupted by many of the ideas, who see that much that is prevalent in the outer world is deceptive and ugly in nature, who seek their own soul's nourishment, know that it is out there, and keep seeking and develop yourself on your own path in the way that you feel to be truthful, and keep at it. There is no arrival point. It isn't that we learn several things and suddenly we're there. That's a great misconception of university in America, that you go to school for 4 years and then you've arrived. Well, you know, most undergraduate degrees don't take 4 anymore. Maybe 5, maybe 6. Anyway, when you are finished, you know, what's the traditional concept, okay? Then you get a job, and then you just do that job for 30 years or something. And then you retire, and then that's that. But, you know, life may have its own way, you know? And you shouldn't be fooled into thinking that once you're out of university, you're done learning. In fact, that makes an excellent starting point. Gained much knowledge in many areas. You know, it's almost like advanced adolescence in a way. And so it's a bunch of stuff. You find out a bunch of stuff. You know, you may be... It's good to be exposed to all the things at the university. But the work goes on. And on and on. And there are many more things to discover and to learn. And all the wisdom traditions of the past are opening their doors and making themselves available. So keep up the search. So this would be a good time to start heading into my first tune of the evening. I created this very recently in the last week, and I had a bout with a little dark energy that I felt like something was working on me, and I asked for some guidance to my own spirit guides, angels, and ancestors that are around me. And I've got a beautiful answer that applies every time. Anytime somebody, you might feel that somebody's wishing you harm or something negative is going on, the way to completely dissolve it and free yourself and make it good is to simply say, "I wish you well." And that's the name and theme of this song. Here we go. It's called "I Wish You Well."
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a Service to Others endeavor.
Welcome back to the Transcendence World Movement. And the name of the show today is Light Invasion to the Rescue. And we're shining that light out into the world to any who might need a helping hand, who might need a life raft, and who might need a canoe to sail to the other shore that you can then leave behind and go your way happy that you have discovered what it is that you have come here to planet Earth to do. Light invasion. Here we go, shining that light forth. And if you'd like to join me or talk with me specifically about some of these ways to awaken our energies and to recover these parts of ourselves and to reclaim our personal power, give me a call, 877-876-5227. And, yeah, you know, and one key point to illustrate, we were talking a little bit earlier about how we all have this space inside of ourselves that is alone, you know, that we can experience as our very own, and this is a gift, you see. And Osho used to bring this point up a lot. He would speak about aloneness, which is what I was talking about, where you're comfortable with it, where you've come to terms with that part in yourself that you know is your own, and you cherish it, and you then can connect to the universe through that, and you can find your own personal link and your own individual expression in that way. But you see, until we have consciously sorted out within our subconscious and found our way to that space knowingly, we might feel lonely instead, afraid, and that nobody understands us and that we're cut off and we don't know what we're going to do. We don't feel like anybody understands. And you know, in a way, nobody ever will understand that space inside yourself, the way you see the world, You're the only one who sees the world that way. And when you can come to terms with that in yourself, that disconnects a whole line of worry. You know, you have to accept that responsibility that only you see the world your way. And you have to ground that. You have to root that. You know, dig in your roots. Like I said, you know, your soul hasn't necessarily made its way into the body yet. Hasn't necessarily found its way all the way in. You know, I've spoken of this a number of times in articles and such, how I believe that we have to consider humanity's development as being extended. And, you know, we had in the past considered like the baby and then the toddler and the adolescence, and then you think adult. And then again, there's that wall of where you think, okay, now I'm an adult and now I've suddenly arrived and now there's nothing else to learn. I get it. No way. No way. That is, you know, not only is that not true, but it's also unnecessary, you know, that we can't get to those stopping points and just sit there, because life is ever-changing, life is ever-moving, and as soon as we stop, we start building up past that we then have to carry around with us as a burden. So we really have to catch up with ourselves. You know, as I've said, you know, consider your soul journey. And considering parts of yourself speckled and frozen throughout the past. Now, imagine all those parts of yourself becoming invigorated. You know, go back and find those parts. Search for those parts. They're calling you even now. Find those lost parts of yourself. Love them. Accept them. Don't judge them. Don't feel bad about what occurred. Embrace them. Accept them. And work them in. And in as they come in, most likely there will be tears and there will be pain and there will be, you know, this depth of feeling that will shake you to the core. But this becomes the strength. This becomes the courage that allows the seed to become a tree and to sprout flowers and to then be so bold as to give ripe fruit to those who are hungry. This is your right to discover. Another way to make room for the soul and to prepare the body for the entry of the soul is to spend some time considering your chakra centers. For those of you not all that familiar with chakras, it's always good to go over that we have 7 major energy centers which run along our spine from the base to the crown of our head. And they are indeed the colors of the rainbow. R-O-Y, red, orange, yellow. G, B, green, blue, indigo, and violet. You know the colors of the rainbow. I don't need to tell you those. But they run up and down your body, and you can literally feel them, you know? You want a visual to go with it, just go over to my site, creativecosmos.org, or search through transcendenceworldmovement.com, and I have all kinds of imagery related to the chakras and how they shine through the body when awakened. And so we need to become aware of that, that we are more than just the physical substance of our body, that there's a light quality. Because just becoming aware of that, you know, first you can read about it, you can look at pictures of it, you can think about it, you know, you can still think as long as you're not identified with it. In fact, you can think super fast and super facilely. But when you want to find out about these things, now let's say you're listening to this show, hearing my voice, and you're thinking to yourself, you know, I am going to learn more about this. I want to become awakened. I want to find these energies. I want to see what this is all about for myself, you know? And I've been through this myself, and I've seen many of my close friends grow through this as well. Buy 8 books on chakras. Read every website there is about chakras. Just expose yourself to all the information and then kind of throw it out. You know, don't... Just like I often give as advice on how to read the internet. Well, you expose yourself to the information, and you have to rely on your intuition as to what rings true for you. But, you know, so it's kind of a filter, your own personal truth filter, which happens on its own. So you just got to sail through all this information, and everything that's right will stick. And everything that isn't, just let it drift right away, pass away. And you know, maybe some things you might try on for a while and then decide that you no longer want to go down that route, and that is good too. But, you know, find out about these aspects, you know, our chakras, and then the aura around our body, and then how, you know, when you bring awareness to it, you rise in consciousness. You expand from the third into the fourth dimension just by becoming aware of it. You become vaster. And then as you expand into that fourth dimension, then you start getting a whole other level of perception. You know, you will start perhaps getting spirit communications, or you'll start seeing that every once in a while you have an inner inclination to maybe draw a picture, and you don't even know where that came from. That was never around before. Or maybe you suddenly see glimpses of the future. Or when you are hanging out with someone, you suddenly hear their thoughts. You seem to know their thoughts. All of a sudden, all these new perceptions and possibilities start coming into play. And that's just the beginning. And we begin exploring those avenues, those arenas. So, again, I will bring up the concept of meditation. It's not a concept. Meditation is meditation. And the key is, what is it? How do we do it? What's it all about? Because it's not just me that brings it up. It seems like everybody who wants to progress spiritually has to find what meditation means for them. And if people ask me whether I meditate or how I meditate, or do I meditate every day, and the first thing I say is, well, I meditate all the time. And I'm not kidding. I am always observing in the observant state. Reflecting everything that is occurring in the outer world and in my inner world, and yet there is some space beyond it. And I observe, and I assimilate everything I gain from every experience I have. And I allow the growth to take root, and I allow myself to make the subtle adjustments to refine every expression I make in the world, continue to evolve, and also simply enjoy, try new things for fun, expand into other arenas, and just expose myself to new materials. All of that is a type of meditation when approached in a conscious manner. Being aware of the present moment. And And also there is meditation as people consider it, where you sit and you are silent. And you're in a posture, you know, maybe you're in a lotus position or half lotus position. That's what I prefer, half lotus. And you are simply at rest. And this, it would probably be one of the hardest meditations, because everyone tries to figure out what to do. But the whole point of it is that there is nothing to do. And so for the Western mind, which is so habituated to frequent activity and goes through new input, quick, constantly seeking stimulation, that silence of space seems like the abyss of death. Nothing terrifies more, because all that which you become occupied with falls away. And it's not a question of whether you'll meditate or not. Meditation is waiting there for you. You will meditate one day. Something, while you're meditating, you don't want to be necessarily looking for anything to occur. It's a different kind of a knack. You know, it's not like watching TV. You don't sit down and meditate and then look for images to flash through. I mean, eventually you will see various symbols or maybe entities or any number of things flash before you. But what you really want to focus on is to be at rest, to allow those thoughts to come to rest, and to allow your breathing to take over. You want to, because this was the most basic of all meditations and one of Buddha's key methods, Vipassana, where you follow the breath in and out, and you just continue to zoom in more and more on the breath as it goes in and out. And you can pick a focal point. It could be on your nostrils, or it could be at the apex of the in-breath where it reaches its height. But just follow the breath, and instead of consciously breathing like, where you have control, surrender that control and allow that automated breathing process to take over. But maintain cognizance of it. Observe it, watch it take over, and continue to follow the breath. It will take some practice for a burgeoning meditator to build the momentum to keep it going for even a few minutes. So if you make an effort to meditate and you even make it a couple minutes, it was worth it. It will become part of the momentum that makes it possible for you to do it longer. It takes time for all that in our inner world to settle. There's so much there. So we have to keep trying to have a seat, look inward, you know. If you're somewhere where you can do that right now, do it right now. And I'll do it with you. Close my eyes, turn my attention up into my third eye. Relax the tension in my breathing. I'm going to have to keep speaking, but in yours, allow the breath just take over as I was speaking earlier. Let the breath just come in and out, and then you will even hear that the breathing sounds like the waves of an ocean crashing in and out. And now you're starting to see of how you're connected and how the earth breathes as well. and as you breathe in and out, in and out, and you follow that, one day you will slip into the link. You will see how the lotus blossom itself is reaching out one of its arms, and you are at the end as the flower of expression, and you've always been connected, and you've always been loved. And even in this moment, you are being breathed by the center. And you'll see that everything that occurred on the outside and all the struggles you've gone through, not just in this lifetime, but in all your lifetimes, and all the efforts you've made at your own progression, and all your searching and seeking, were to remember this connection that you feel in this moment. And also, if you're listening to your own heartbeat, have silent reflection and bring your attention to your heartbeat. And listen to it pumping the blood through your body. Listen to its even rhythm. And reflect upon how this heart beats on its own. And if you can tune in deeply enough to your heart, you will hear the echo of the heart of the universe, of existence, because again there is a yet greater and more profound heart which beats the rhythm of life and invigorates our hearts, even in the most simple of processes as breathing and the beating of the heart. We can find our linked source, and then we will become more and more able to tune in at will as we become more familiar with the process and how we make that link and how that link is available in so many different ways. There is a transcendent truth which lies beyond history and beyond that which can be implied merely by the spoken word. You must do the experiments for yourself and take the time to explore, to search, to remember your home, a galaxy full of stars, and your solar system full of planets. And feel the freedom that comes with releasing yourself from the old habits and concepts that were keeping you from realizing your full potential. There is a reality of the heart which contains the head and all that you can imagine will be set free if you tune in. Again, I say, I leave you with this message this evening. Take the time to look in. Cultivate your own light, and we will have shared the light with you, and then you can go out into the world and share the light with someone else. I'm going to close the show this evening with a song I thought would be a nice way to round her out, and this is how we're going to bring light to the world. little by little. Good night, everybody.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a Service to Others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.